The Forest Management Plan was 8 years in the making. It represents the first official revision since 1988, when the original management plan was devised for the 1.6 million acre national forest. Mike Williams, forest supervisor on the Kaibab National Forest, says one of the primary goals of the plan is to counter the effects of climate change and reduce instances of large catastrophic wildfire.
One of the most important areas that we've looked at is the need to thin the forest and reintroduce fire in terms of managing the structure of the forest, really to be able to withstand fire better than it has in the past. As these larger fires seem to continue.
In addition to the new forest health initiatives, the plan recommends that approximately 6,400 acres of the Kaibab National Forest be designated as wilderness. Many of the suggested areas expand already established wilderness land on the Kaibab. Williams describes the plan as reflecting a significant shift in the perspective of forest managers over the last quarter century.
I think back in 1988, we were still in a time when many people were looking at National Forest as a source of goods and services, commodities. It's much more focused today on the ecological and socioeconomic sustainability of these national forests that we have.
According to Williams, all 11 national forests in the Southwest are currently developing new management plans. The Kaibab National Forest Plan is the first to be released. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.